Welcome to the Stirring Hearts Podcast. My name is Lori Adams, and I'll be your host. I'm a wife, mom, and meemaw to four little angels. You know, in all the years that I've been in ministry, ministering to women has truly been my passion. The Lord has given me a heart to inspire, encourage, and impact women just like you. The Stirring Hearts Podcast is designed to stir up your heart into a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus. Jesus, the lover of your soul, not to stir your emotions, but to stir the Spirit of God that dwells inside you. And by doing so, we will learn to live out the greatest commandment given to us by Jesus, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. My prayer is that your hunger for Jesus will go stronger every time you listen to this podcast. So join me today, sisters, as we stir our hearts for personal revival. Well, hey, sweet sister, welcome to episode 19 of the Stirring Hearts Podcast. I am so glad that you are here. You know, just a quick reminder, this podcast, with your help, can reach more women by you leaving a review on Apple Podcast. My prayer is to reach as many women as we can to further His kingdom and to help women deepen their relationship with Jesus. And leaving reviews is one of the ways that we can make that happen. Also, if you're on social media, please connect with me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. The links will be down in the show notes. Now, if you're not on social media, you still can connect with me on my website. The website is www.stirringhearts.org. All right, I'm ready to dive into this week's podcast. Let's go. So the title of today's podcast is Pride of Any Kind is Wrong. Now, maybe this title has sparked some interest in you. Maybe you're already wondering, what could I possibly be talking about today? Well, let me just say that I've actually had this on my heart for a while. I have prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to help me articulate what I want to say. Not just what's on my heart, but what I believe the Lord would want us all to hear. Now, as I am sure most of you know, the month of June is considered Pride Month. Now, before we dive into what the Word of God says about pride, let's talk about what the world says pride is, and specifically what it is referencing regarding the month of June. Now, I got to tell you, I had to do a lot of Google research to get some of these answers, because it's important for us to lay some foundation as we traverse through this issue. First, what is Pride Month and how did it even come about? Well, here's what my Google research found. It says this: the roots of the gay rights movement go back to the early 1900s, when a handful of individuals in North America and Europe created gay and lesbian organizations such as the Society for Human Rights, founded by Henry Gerber in Chicago in the 1920s. Although it has been celebrated for more than 50 years, President Bill Clinton officially declared June as Gay and Lesbian Pride Month in the year 2000. President Barack Obama expanded the observation in 2011 to Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Now, this is just a 35,000-foot view, but it's important to understand its meaning and purpose at a basic level. We all pretty much understand what Gay Pride Month is all about. It's all over the news, TV, and places we shop. We are inundated with it, especially in the month of June. Now, one last thing we must talk about is the rainbow. How did the LGBT community come to use the rainbow and its colors as their logo, if you will? Well, here's what my Google research found. In the late 1970s, Harvey Milk, a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and the first openly gay man elected to public office, asked his friend Gilbert Baker to design a symbol to represent what was then referred to as the gay community. Okay, so while the gay flag, if you will, has had many changes made to it over the years, the one that is currently being used is a flag with six colors, each representing something different. Red is for life, orange is for healing, yellow is for sunlight, green is for nature, blue is for harmony and peace, and purple is for spirit. Now, before you get too concerned that I am going to get on some political or moral tirade, let me assure you that that is not my heart at all regarding this. But I do have some strong feelings and concerns about it all. And I am praying that we can all come out of this podcast possibly thinking a different way and with a more loving heart. As we begin to unpack all of this, we must understand there are mainly two perspectives about all of this. There's the world's perspective and there's God's perspective. We've talked about the world's perspective, and if you're a Christ follower, the world's perspective can be concerning, frustrating, and even cause you to be deeply upset. But I have a question for all of us who are believers. Why? Why in the world are we surprised at the way the world thinks and is? Why do we get mad and frustrated? Why do we lash out? The world is under the domain and rule of Satan and all his demonic powers and activity. 1 John 5:19 says this, "We know that we are children of God, and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one." Okay, let's talk about pride for a little bit. Again, there are two different perspectives on this word, the world's and God's perspective. To be clear, God's perspective will always and forever be the correct one. It is truth. But as long as we are living here on earth, we will be confronted all the time with the world's perspective on everything. And the only control we have is how we respond to it. Okay, back to the word pride. Listen to this quote. In the Bible, pride is considered a sin and is often associated with self-exaltation and a lack of humility. The Bible teaches that pride comes before a fall, Proverbs 16:18, and that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble, James 4:6. Pride is often seen as an attitude of self-sufficiency and self-importance rather than recognizing one's dependence on God. In contrast, the Bible teaches that true humility is recognizing one's dependence on God and others. End of quote. In the Bible, pride and humility are talked about together. I want you to listen to some verses. There's several of them, but I really want you to hear them. Listen what these verses are. Proverbs 16:5. The Lord detests the proud, they will surely be punished. Proverbs 13:10. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Psalm 10:4. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Philippians 2:3, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Romans 12:16, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Proverbs 8:13, All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption, and perverse speech. Romans 12:3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by faith God has given us. And finally, Galatians 6:1-3. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. The Word of God makes it pretty clear what He thinks about pride. It's not good in any form, especially for those of us that are believers. Listen, there is no doubt that we are living in very evil and corrupt times, but none of this is anything new. It's disheartening and gut-wrenching to see all the perversion and demonic activity that is getting bolder and bolder with its agenda. The veil, if you will, is getting thinner and thinner to the outright demonic warfare that is taking place in this world. Now, you might find this crazy, but I do not watch the news. Whatever little bit of news I do see, I actually see on social media, but I don't spend a lot of time reading or listening about it and seeing what's going on. Now, don't get me wrong or misunderstand. I do know some of the things that are happening. I just don't give a lot of time and energy to it all. I know enough to be aware. I just don't let it consume me. And I guess this is the part that I want to try and share from my heart with you. I call this podcast Stirring Hearts because our hearts can and will be stirred. There's no doubt about it. But they can be stirred for good or for bad. And quite frankly, watching the news regularly and often can stir your heart in the wrong way. Oh, it can distract you from what really matters. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. Let me just say this. It sickens me that the LGBTQ community chooses to use the rainbow as their logo. But I also see behind this movement the demonic activity of Satan. I mean, it's very apparent. So while I'm deeply disturbed by it, I'm not surprised that they have chosen to go after the things of God. God and the things of God are Satan's number one enemy and target. But it also sickens me to see the hate spewed at these very lost and broken people by people who claim to be followers of Jesus and love Jesus. I think there are self-righteous people who forget the grace and mercy of God that was needed to save them. What's the saying? There but for the grace of God go I. Listen to this parable that Jesus told in the Gospel of Luke. It's Luke 18:9-14, and it's called the Parable of the Pharisee and Tax Collector. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer, "I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, and adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, please don't hear that I don't think that we should stand against all this evil and vile sin. Of course we should. But how should we stand against it? That's the most important question. And as believers, we need to really seek the Lord on this. Read his word. Follow the pattern of Jesus and how he handled this kind of stuff during his earthly ministry. Listen, unfortunately, we cannot legislate the heart of a man. No law or worldly institution can cause a person to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I don't care how good you think you are, none of these traits come naturally to any of us. We need the Holy Spirit's help. No amount of demonstrations can cause people to see their sin and need for a Savior. Only the proclamation of the gospel has the power to get a hold of someone and change them from the inside out. I want you to listen to this quote from a commentary book that I'm reading on the book of Romans. Listen to this. Has this part of the gospel message been lost in modern evangelism? Most often, the gospel is explained rather than proclaimed to needy people. Instead of proclaiming what God has already done, it is finished, by establishing the basis for peace between himself and the human race, we focus on the non-Christians' sins and what they must do. In fact, God has already done it. The good news of the gospel is that God has won the battle and peace is at hand. It is a proclamation first and an invitation second. End of quote. The gospel is the power of God. Sister, listen, this world is passing away. 1 John 2:17 says this, and the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. The enemy would love nothing more than to get believers focused on this world and not the world to come. So we get lost in the weeds with activities that do not produce eternal results. We are fighting with worldly weapons for a spiritual battle. Imagine if believers would get together on a regular basis in groups and they would pray and they would fast for this LGBT community. If the gospel was proclaimed and not explained. If we love as Jesus loves. If we allowed the Holy Spirit to do the supernatural work that only He can do. That we who have come to true saving faith don't become self-righteous Pharisees. We remember how much we need a Savior and His grace and mercy every day. Only the Holy Spirit can convict someone of sin, any sin. And maybe we need to get out of the way and pray without ceasing, not just for the gay community, but for all people who do not have faith in Jesus Christ. This is where the power is. Prayer is one of the most powerful spiritual weapons that we can ever use. We are to be beacons of light for people who are trapped in the darkness of this world. And unfortunately, many so-called Christians are not doing that. Again, we must stop expecting the world to think as believers. They are just not going to do it. I am keenly aware that I make a horrible Savior and judge, but I know a beautiful Savior and a merciful judge, and so do you. I am mindful of how much I need the Holy Spirit to live a life that brings honor and glory to my Heavenly Father. Sister, I pray that this message has stirred your heart to get you on your knees and pray with a powerful spiritual weapon. Maybe you have family or friends who desperately need your prayers to come out of a life of sin. Can they count on you to stand in the gap for them? For you to tap into the real power that brings eternal change. Sister, don't let the enemy distract you and send you down a path that brings no value to those who need your love and prayers. Listen, the kingdom of God is an upside-down kingdom. It does not follow the pattern of this world. And as believers, neither should we. Remember how much you needed a Savior. Be thankful for God's bountiful mercy and grace in your life. Celebrate that you are at peace with God because of Jesus. And pray for a hunger to proclaim the gospel to those in need. The gospel brings peace with God to a heart that is at war. Peace with God is the greatest need of the human race. For if any person has peace with God, all other needs will be met. And sister, you can sit back and watch the miraculous work the power of the gospel can accomplish. Let me pray for all of us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, grace, and mercy in our lives. We need your help, Holy Spirit, to live and love like Jesus. Help us to remember how much we needed a Savior and need him every day to live in a way that glorifies him. Will you help us all to proclaim the gospel to those in need and lost? Help us to get out of the way and let the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit do the work that only he can do. May we use the spiritual weapons that you have so freely given to us to fight these battles in the spiritual realm. Don't let us get lost in self-righteousness and pride. Oh, we love you and need you so very much, Jesus. May we bring honor and glory to the beauty of the powerful, life-giving gospel. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. Well, that's all for today. Thanks so much for being here. I pray the Holy Spirit has truly stirred your heart and the intimacy between you and Jesus has grown deeper. Be sure to follow and download the Stirring Hearts podcast so you never miss an episode. We drop a new episode every week. You can also leave a review, which helps this podcast reach more women. And make sure to connect with me on social media and my website. The links are located in the show notes. May the Lord bless you and stir your heart as you diligently seek and love him. And remember, sister, you are never alone, and we are always better together.